7 passed here in Moscow. New German legislation branding both fake news and online terrorist propaganda as criminal activity has been hit with a storm of criticism, not least in the country's parliament. And the Green Party, for example, says social media firms may overregulate, thus violating people's freedom of expression to potentially avoid any threat of paying billions of euros in fines. RT's Kate Partridge has more on the potential consequences of Berlin's move.
Germany has approved a bill to fine social media networks up to 50 million euros if they fail to remove what's described as obviously illegal content, hate speech, terrorist propaganda, and defamatory fake news.
Freedom of speech ends where criminal law begins. The initiative ends the internet law of the jungle.
Fine. Flagging up terrorist propaganda is fairly obvious, but determining what's hate speech and the truth behind media outlets accused of fake news is anything but.
Ever wonder what fake news is?
I'm not going to give you a question. You are fake news.
Headlines in CNN, Al Jazeera, and The Guardian.
Very fake news.
This whole notion of election or voting fraud, this is fake news.
Today, fake sites, bots, trolls can falsify viewpoints.
The Russian government also created and spread fake news and conspiracies across the vast social media landscape.
As for hate speech, different countries have different laws. What Germany might consider hate, another nation might consider opinion. The German bill offers this guideline. Social platforms have to ban what's obviously illegal. But obvious for whom? Germany's bill is part of a wider trend. An Austrian court ordered Facebook to remove hate speech posts against one of the country's politicians, not only in Austria, but worldwide. And Canada's top court ruled Google can remove entire websites from its global search engines following one complex case. So it seems in this online age, borders don't matter, but boundaries still do. And when some governments seek to impose their own law on the internet, they're disregarding other borders with their own version of what's obviously illegal.
The new rules mean companies will have 24 hours to remove the content. Facebook has already revealed some 8,000 employees will be directed to check flagged posts. But with 2 billion users on Facebook alone, there are concerns that web giants in general may be overwhelmed by the complaints.